Hello, is it possible to speak to Thomas Burns, please?
Oh, yes. Hang on.
Thank you.
Thomas, there's somebody to speak to you. It's a wee bit hard to hear, so it's just...
Oh, don't worry. No problem.
Hello?
Hi, Thomas. It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. It's just regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. How are you? You okay?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just giving you a quick call. Obviously, you've made an inquiry. I just wanted to make sure that we have the correct details. Take a brief statement from you just to get this case submitted, Thomas. Is that okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, so, Thomas, do you have a middle name?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have a middle name?
I can't hear you very well, it's very low.
Is it low? Do you have a middle name?
Excuse me, hang on.
Do you want me to speak to you now? Is that better?
Yes, hello, thank you.
Yeah, can you hear me now, yeah?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you have a middle name, Thomas?
No.
Okay, and is your date of birth the 20th of May 1950, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay. Can I just ask, Thomas, when you was in care, was you known as any other name?
I was in Borstal.
In Borstal, okay. And was you under any other name when you was in there, Thomas?
Was in what?
Was you known as any other name? Like, did you have any
nickname? No.
Right, Thomas okay. Burns. Thomas Burns, that's perfect. And I've got your email address as cdelaney2@hotmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And can you remember the age that you was when you went into Borstal?
I was 17.
You were 17, okay. And how long was you in there for, please?
I was in for a year.
In for 1 year, okay. All right, I won't be a moment, Thomas, okay. Okay, and from going in there, Thomas, what memories would you say stood out from being in there?
Well, I went from Berlinney to Pullman to Fryton, and that's where I got bullied, abused.
Did you? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Intimidated in Fryton.
Right, okay. But, and was that from the members of staff?
Yeah, from two members of staff, yeah.
Right, okay. I'm really sorry to hear that. I won't be a moment. So did you say you was in three different ones?
I was in, ended up in Normanside, ended up in four. Fryton one, I was in for 8 to 10 weeks. That was part of the training. And that was like a detention training. And
Okay. And what was they doing in there, Thomas?
Pardon?
What was they doing in that one? Was it being a detention one?
They were kind of bullying me and...
Bullying, yeah.
Touchy-touch stuff. And I was working in the kitchen and I wasn't too good at the marching, so they kept threatening me about losing my job in the kitchen and pushing me into walls.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Quite frightened, actually.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, it just sounds scary. And you was in there for 8 weeks, yeah?
8 to 10 weeks, yeah.
8 to 10 weeks. Okay. Is it Glenochill, is it? Is that right?
No. Fryerton. It was in Perth. This was in 1968.
Okay. Thank you for that. Well, it won't be a minute. Borstal in Perth. I'm just getting the information for it. I won't be a second.
It was called Fryerton.
How are you spelling that, please?
Well, I'm spelling it F-I-E-R-T-O-N.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's right. I'm not too great. Not too great at spelling.
Neither am I, don't worry. yeah, you've got it right. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, thank you.
And I ended up in Normside. It was a hostel. It's a prison. It was a hostel there.
Is it? It was a hostel back then, yeah?
Yeah, it was a hostel, yeah.
Okay.
And there were quite a couple of bullies in that one too.
Was there? Oh. Yeah. And that was staff again, yeah?
Pardon?
That was the staff again in that one.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
So was you in Borstal in total for like 1 year, would you say, yeah?
Yeah, from December.
December,
six,
yeah.
67 to December 68.
Right, okay. I'm just going to pop you on hold for one moment. I won't be a second, Thomas, okay?
Right, okay.
Elliot, you're on the phone? Where do you write the information? Do you know the statement? Oh, right, yeah. Sounds. Right, cheers. Sorry to keep you waiting there, Thomas. Right, okay. So, when obviously you was in there with the staff, was there any names that you remember of the staff at all in the first one? I know it is going back a long time.
Oh, absolutely not, and honestly.
No, don't worry. It's just sometimes you speak to people and names do stick in some people's heads.
I honestly can't remember the names.
It's okay, don't worry. Sorry, was you going to say something, Thomas?
Pardon?
Was you going to say something then?
No, I was just, I can't even remember the names of Nonside either, to be honest.
Yeah. Don't worry, that's understandable. It's a very long time ago, isn't it? So don't worry.
It's something you won't forget, you know?
I know, you do. You put it to the back of your mind, don't you?
It comes back now and again, some, you know?
Yeah, you'll get like flashbacks, yeah?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So, would you say it's fair to say that it has, like, badly affected you in adulthood as well, then?
Yeah, well, I ended up with kind of a drink problem. I went to England and I ended up in a psychiatric hospital for a couple
did
of
you?
Months. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And how long would you say you had a drink problem for, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
How long would you say, Thomas?
All my life.
All your life, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And you moved to England. Whereabouts in England did you move to?
I went to Nottingham.
Nothing.
For 5 years.
Okay. To try and escape kind of thing.
Yeah, I came back in 1975.
Yeah.
This thing made a bit. But I still was kind of a drinking very heavily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just try and get it out of your mind, really, yeah?
It's just, you feel hungry, don't you? Don't feel it. Quite right, do you?
Yeah, definitely. So you ended up in like a psych ward, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So the staff, would you say it was like mental, physical abuse from the staff? Did you say
it was threatening and then eye, mental eye, because I was scared when at night time.
Yeah. At night time,
yeah. Yeah. Frightened was dawns.
Yeah.
You know, they would come in at night and maybe take you out the dorm and you were frightened.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bless you. And then would they sexually abuse you as well in there?
Well, they would touch you, do you know? And
touch you. Yeah. And they'd take you out of the dorms, yeah? And was this male members of staff?
Yeah, male members, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right, bullies, you know?
Yeah, and so they would be the ones bullying you all the time. It was always the male members of staff, yeah?
Frightening you all the time.
Yeah. And they threatened to take your job from you as well, yeah?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. And they,
to try and scare you.
They would hang me against the sink and in the dishes and in the kitchen cleaning and put you off the table.
Right, okay.
I just took it as it came then. You know, like to get away from them.
Yeah, of course. Did they ever, physically assault you?
Well, just push you and knee you.
Push you. Knee you as well, yeah?
Knee you, yeah. And then in the privates and that, yeah.
Okay. So in the, crotch area, yeah?
Yeah, then, yeah.
What about, did they restrain you?
No, because he was just trying to defend you, hide.
Yes, he was always hiding.
Yeah, you put your arm up and put your leg round, but you were kind of a scared of the boss, weren't you?
Yeah, so you were basically just trying to protect yourself all the time, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Could I just ask you as well, Thomas, could I get your mother's name, please?
Mother's name?
Yeah, it's just if there's more than one Thomas Burns in the system, it's so we have your family tree.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, okay. Same surname?
Elizabeth, my mum's own name, her married name. Burns.
Married name, yeah.
Burns, yes.
Okay, and then your father's name, please, Thomas.
Thomas Burns.
Thomas, yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of from your time in Borstal that stands out in your mind?
No, just that always thing. I always kind of was frightened.
Yeah, you was always scared. That's understandable.
I couldn't trust any of them after that. Even non-side. There was a couple of non-side officers that weren't too good either. But that was quite big open. They were fields. They weren't trying to stay away from them.
Right, okay.
But sometimes you couldn't stay away from
them. Yeah, of course, yeah. So you try your best to keep away from them, but they would get sometimes.
Going along the corridors and that, they would sing me. And when you went into the shower, they would kind of stop and look at you and touch you.
Right, okay. It's obviously stuck in your mind, doesn't it, a long time?
All the time. I can go to sleep and I can see that.
Oh, bless you. So you've had no escape. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course I do. It must be very hard for you. I won't be a minute. I'm just typing it up, okay? Right, okay. There was me one moment. Okay, can I just ask Thomas, have you got like any terminal illnesses or anything like that?
What?
Got any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all?
No.
All it is with the claim.
Pardon?
All it is, Thomas, with this claim, it can take up to a year, okay? So the only reason they ask that question is if you have got any terminal illnesses, they just speed the claim up, that's all, okay? So that's good to know that you don't, okay? Now, okay. I just want to make you aware that when we look at this case, we're not just clutching at straws, okay? Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then this case will be successful, okay? We're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of them have actually shut down already. So this compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, okay? So they are the ones who will be liable, and because it's them that was funding the neglect to begin with, okay, Thomas? So that's why it does come from the government. Now, they have already started paying out on these cases. The average claim is around £48,000. It could be more, it could be less, Thomas, okay? So every case is obviously individual, okay?
Right. Okay,
then. I think I've got enough information from what I need in relation to what you went through. I just need to go through a few more things and then we're done, Thomas. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay, I won't be a minute. I'm just finishing typing up. Just give me 2 minutes, okay? What we also need as well, Thomas, from yourself, is we do need a copy of photo ID. Would you have a driver's license or a passport?
Yeah, I've got a passport, yeah.
Right, okay. And we also need a proof of address dated within the last 3 months. Would you have that as well?
Yes.
Right, okay. Could you do me a favour, Thomas? If I send you a message now on WhatsApp, would you be able to just send them over for me now? Is that okay?
Send your what?
Send me the proof of address and the ID on WhatsApp. Is that okay for you?
Right, I'll need to go and get it, okay?
Yeah, take your time, no problem.
Right, this is my partner's phone. Can I go and tell her?
Oh, I thought it was. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, I'll not be a minute then.
Okay. Take your time, no worries. Yeah, take your time.
Thank you.
Hi, are you okay?
Yeah, how do we do this? What's up? I'm not too good at this.
Right, I have just sent you a message on WhatsApp. So if you go to WhatsApp now.
Right, okay.
I just said hi, it's Gemma.
Yeah, right,
And then can you see three quarters of the way down, there's like a camera single?
Yeah,
it's the symbol. Yeah, click on that to take the photo, okay.
Oh, hang on. We're doing this. I've got 40 degrees and everything up yet. I'm just saying that, right. That one, and what do you need, Tom?
Yeah, I've got that, thank you.
You got that one, hen?
I did, thank you.
So
can you do me a... With the letter, I just need you to send me the full thing. Do you know, like, all four corners? We need the actual date on it.
That's it.
Let's have a look. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you for that. So, I'm just going to zoom in, make sure I can read it. Can't see the date on that letter, can you?
Would you need the date?
I need the date on it, yeah. It has to be dated in the last 3 months.
Yeah, this only, you got this the other day, Tom, didn't you? There's no date on it.
Yeah, there's no date on it for some reason.
How's that? Oh.
Strange, isn't it?
No, there's no date on it. No.
Any letter will do, even if it's like...
Yeah, another letter, like Thomas's
letter.
Thomas. Any other letter you've got there. You don't show your name up. Here's your band, pencil text ones, isn't
it? Can I just take your postcode, please?
What's your postcode, Tom? 332 7QS.
7QA, yeah? That's Fairburn Street, yeah?
7QF.
7QA. Thank you.
Saltire Street, Glasgow.
Oh, sorry, I think I've got the wrong one then. Is it G32?
G32, 7Q for Quebec and S for France.
And what, sorry, what was the last one?
S.
S for, yeah. Oh, S for Foxtrot, yeah? Thank you. Yeah. I'll tire
Street. I don't know how to do it, but I...
It's all right, thank you. Oh, what? So any letter, yeah. As long as it's got name, address, and date on it, that's fine.
That one okay? No,
let's have a look. Did you say you've sent it?
I think I've sent it now.
Right, okay, thank you. Okay, yeah, that's perfect. Okay, thank you for that.
Hello?
Right, yeah. Hi, Thomas. Okay, thanks for sending that over. Right, we're almost done. Okay, just need to go for a few more pieces of information, then we're all done. Now, just to make you aware, I just need to read you a very small script, just explaining your funding options clearly. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. You can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Okay. Now, just to make you aware, we are strictly no win, no fee, Thomas. So if we don't get you any money back, don't pay a single penny, okay?
Right,
if
okay.
We are if we are successful, our fee is 16%, that's it. So with VAT, it works out about 20%. So say, for instance, we get you £100,000 back, our fee will be £20,000 and you will get £80,000. Is that okay, Thomas?
Yes, that's okay.
Brilliant. Right, almost done. Now, what I'm going to do, I am just going to send you a text message as well that I just need you to sign for me as well, Thomas, on the actual phone, okay? So I'll right. help you with it. It's really straightforward. Your partner might be able to help you with this as well, okay?
Right, bear with the, right hold on to your gator, right? Wait to your gator.
Yeah, take your time.
Right, okay.
Is that how you get into it, Stephen? And that box.
The box.
You shouldn't put a saint. Yeah. Oh my God, look at that.
Have you done it? Brilliant. Thank you.
Right, okay.
Okay. Take your time.
So Sherry, Stacey and Andrew, you don't know how very precise Sherry Stacey is from. So this is my
Yeah, so once you've done it, you press execute all documents, then there's a big blue button that you press and then it'll come through.
Execute, right. And that's the best I can.
Yeah, don't worry if it doesn't look right, it's fine.
Is that it?
Yeah, so have you pressed like the big blue button? Yeah, I've got it, thank you. that's great. Right, that's everything done, okay. So thank you for your time. I know obviously it's not easy.
Thank you.
No, honestly, no problem. We'll do our best to get you back as much money as possible, okay? You know, for everything that you've been through, you know, the main thing is getting you justice for all of this. So as soon as what will happen is you will get a welcome call. You're going to get a caseworker welcome call. It's probably going to be within the next week or so, okay?
Right.
They're going to call you from an 0161 number. And then just make sure you do look out for this call, as it's massively important to get this case set up. Is that all right for you?
Yeah, that's fine, hun.
All right, good luck with everything, okay?
Right, okay, hun.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend. Bye.
And thank you for your troubles. Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Bye. Bye.
Can I get a
You too, Ella. Yeah, I'm going out tomorrow. I'm going to that garage rave. Leave him. It starts at 3. Oh, I'm just going to finish this, and I've just got 2 callbacks. Might do. I'll see how I get on with these. See you in a bit. Do you need the name of that one, James? Yeah, Thomas Burns. Got like fucking 3 callbacks, guarantee they all fucking answer. Are you going to that food thing? I'll give you a ring when I've come out of here. Alright.